Welcome to today's discussion where we continue our journey through the texts that guide us in understanding purity and impurity, particularly in the context of garment leprosy. When a garment is suspected of having leprosy, the priest must inspect it. If the lesion remains unchanged, the instruction is clear. The garment must be destroyed by fire, a symbol of its impurity. Levy brings up a fascinating point about the outbreak of plagues on garments, questioning the criteria for purity. The answer lies in the consistency of language used in the text, drawing parallels between the plagues that affect humans and those that affect garments. A garment afflicted from top to bottom indeed indicates a grave condition, mirroring the severity of a full-body affliction in a person. Our tradition speaks of 10 actions that can lead to the spiritual punishment of leprosy, including slander and haughtiness, among others. These 10 actions correspond to 10 chapters of plague, symbolizing the breadth of transgression that leads one away from the path of righteousness. Yet there is hope. By adhering to the 10 commandments, one can protect oneself from these 10 spiritual plagues, embodying the essence of living a life aligned with divine will. As we conclude this portion, we are reminded of the profound connection between our actions, our spiritual state, and the physical world around us. May we all strive to live in harmony with these teachings. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aronoff.